inverted commas or quotation marks. Use inverted commas around quotations from speech or from other documents. Use them as a short way of expressing so-called or what is generally known as. But do not use them for emphasis or in an attempt to get away with a badly chosen word. Hyphens. Use a hyphen to avoid ambiguity. For example, the sweet shop girl being the sweet hyphen shop girl, or the sweet shop girl, the sweet shop hyphen girl. Use a hyphen to make a word easier to read. For example, call up or teach in, with each of those words being hyphenated in the middle. Use a hyphen after the prefixes non, ex, extra, pro, and anti. Use a hyphen where the first part of a compound word is a single letter, for example, x-ray. And to join compounds with three or more parts, for example, 60-year-old workers or Newcastle upon Tyne. Hyphens can be used within numbers, quantities, and fractions. For example, 95, 2/3. And they can be used to separate repeated vowels. For example, skiing, cooperative, re-educate. Hyphens should not be used in the phrase thank you, except as an adjective, for example, a thank you note. They should not be used where two words have become a single idea, for example, armchair or bypass. Or when stating an age, length, quantity after a verb. For example, Mr. Jones told the committee that the building was now 25 years old. In this instance, 25 would not be hyphenated. Initial capital letters. Use initial capitals for the names or titles of people, places, countries and regions, days and months. For companies and usually departments. For government bills, acts of parliament, and books or documents. For institutions, for example, the Bank of England. And for the job title of a named individual, usually. But capital letters are not used for points of the compass used as directions. For example, the marketing campaign would be moving north, would not have a capital N on north. Capital letters would not be used for company or job titles used in general, or for seasons, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Apostrophes. We use apostrophes to show a missing letter or letters. For example, there is a shorter version of they are. The apostrophe indicates the missing letter A. Here are some other examples. It's, it is. Can't, cannot. Hasn't, has not. Didn't, did not. We also use apostrophes to show the possessive of common nouns, things or objects, and proper nouns, people or places, i.e. belonging to. Remember, as we said before, the key here is to find the root word in the sentence and the apostrophe goes after that. If the root word already ends in an S, just add an apostrophe. For example, ladies would be the ladies' room with the apostrophe after the S. Dogs, the dogs' kennels. The apostrophe would be after the S of dogs. When the word ends in S, add S when you pronounce the added syllable. For example, Charles becomes Charles's office. James becomes James's computer. Chris becomes Chris's new job role. In this instance, each of those names are written followed by the apostrophe and an additional S. Simply add the apostrophe if you don't pronounce the added syllable. For example, Dickens, the Dickens Museum, is just Dickens ending in an S followed by the apostrophe. This concludes the podcast on getting punctuation right. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.